We determined where we live is okay, but I don't want to go back up there because we have respiratory problems.
It seems like a shame to me that it got so out of hand, so, you know.
I can tell you this, the initial responders, I have no doubt they did the very best job they could to get it.
I know.
Sometimes, you got to remember, extreme conditions,
Yeah. Sometimes
the fire just lives. It's a tragedy, but I
appreciate it. Well, it wasn't, they weren't that extreme until that night, actually. I mean, that morning, they could have put that out with one big
thing. I appreciate your comment.
When I hear it say, they say that it's all right, I'll have to see it for myself.
All right, so a lot of people worried about what's happening in Arizona, and as investigators try to figure out more about the deaths of the 19 Arizona firefighters, and people are mourning that, they're also concerned about what happened with the fire. Could it, if you heard the one guy say, I think this could have been put out sooner, and lots of those kinds of conversations are going on. Happy 4th of July weekend. It's almost upon us anyway. It's hump day, and we're heading into that final stretch. What do you think of when you think of the 4th of July? I usually feel like there's probably one or a couple of patriotic people that jump to mind right away. Could the obvious choice is the Founding Fathers, and there might be one or two that you particularly like, things that they've said, quotes, that kind of stuff. Of course, Ben Franklin was a quote machine. Since I grew up in Franklin territory, I always liked Ben Franklin. And Tom Jefferson would be the guy who does it for me when I go back and think of the initial conversations, or at least the way that we've read it historically. He was the guy who pushed it. He framed it. He authored it. To me, he's the man. He's part of that group, that committee, that band of five that made this happen. And we can thank them for the life that we have today here in these United States. Still the greatest place to live, I think, on the face of the earth, which is why we're so vigilant about the things that are happening, the scandals coming out of D.C., the lousy reviews we're all giving the people in Congress. And why? Because lobbyists control so much of what happens. It's more of a big machine now than ever. Keep in the back of your mind that third party, although I don't think splintering the Republican Party will work, which is what Sarah Palin's suggesting. I think a completely separate third party where it's more an independent type would be the way to go. But that's discussion for another day. Jumping back to the fire, the 19 that died, there's more things that are coming out about that. A lot of questions are raised as to whether they should have been pulled out earlier and if the standard precautions would have made any difference, because you had triple-digit temperatures. So when it's 500 degrees, putting the blanket over the blankets that they had, the tents that they had, would not have helped. There was crazy winds. There were tinderbox conditions. When you get that dry stuff and the wind is whipping in different directions, you know, what man can fight that kind of a fire? And they were that close to the middle of this thing. So this is our biggest loss in this country, our biggest loss of firefighters since 9/11. And I knew it. The second I heard 19, you knew it was pushed, that was pushed into that territory. And it's very sad for the families. You see some of the pictures that have been released, and they're young guys in their 20s and 30s with young families, great big smiles on their face. They were hot shots, so they went through grueling training. This is the best of the best. We only have 110 of these hot shot crews in the United States, and there's usually about 20 or so people assigned to them. This is a really tragic story that's happened right before a very, very big holiday. But it's not about the holiday. It's just about the fact that hot shots know that their time is now. This is when they're brought in, especially in these summer months. But the escape routes, the safe zones, all of that, the weather forecast, what happened here that they got into this situation where they could not get out. It's interesting because the Forest Service actually came up with some guidelines after 14 firemen died in the 90s on Colorado's Storm King Mountain, and they had they uncovered a bunch of mistakes in how they actually fought the fire. So they changed some of the rules to make sure that they didn't put people in those situations again, but obviously something happened here that went terribly, terribly wrong. And Prescott is mourning, and a lot of people upset about the loss, of course, of these firemen who were there putting it out. Now there's about 500 firefighters, by the way, that are still working on this mountain fire, which has burned 13 square miles, about 200 homes, and other structures have been destroyed in a town, Yarnell, of about 700 people. Hundreds and hundreds of people have been evacuated, and it's just complicated because it's very hot, active flames, dry conditions. They could use the rain that they've gotten in the Northeast. If some of that would go west, boy, that would be a true blessing for the people that are trying to put that thing out. It's just that difficult, that hard, you know, to try to douse it. And they've got aerial attempts. They have guys on the ground. We saw what happened with the 19. That complicated things, of course. And when it's all out, who knows? They say it could be through the weekend, most likely, if they continue to have the dry conditions. And that this is a holiday weekend, of course, as you know. Holiday weekend or not, guess who is stuck? Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker slash whistleblower, looking for asylum, but so far nobody is taking him in. It's the next round of rejections have happened, and then some miscommunications over a plane carrying Bolivia's president home from Russia had to be diverted to Vienna because there were suspicions that Snowden might be on a board, which, of course, he wasn't. And then the president of Bolivia was furious over the fact that they were accused of harboring him in a plane. As for Vladimir Putin, he says no dice, no go. Unless you don't talk about any classified secrets, you cannot release them. You have to go if that's the case. So the options are dwindling without a valid U.S. passport or any country that has agreed to take him at this point. A lot of speculation, but nothing happening. China still might be in the mix, Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, but it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And you think about the statement that was on WikiLeaks' website, and the statement said, I checked it before we went on the air, Snowden attacked the Obama administration, saying on Thursday, President Obama declared before the world that he would not permit any diplomatic wheeling and dealing over my case. Yet now it is being reported that after promising not to do so, the president ordered his VP to pressure the leaders of nations from which I have requested protection to deny my asylum petitions. This kind of deception from a world leader is not justice, and neither is the extra legal penalty of exile. Then he continued and went on about a bunch of other stuff too. He's stuck and he's being squeezed. Will he end up coming back to the U.S. I think the option, his option, he thinks, is to not come back to the U.S. That would be a big mistake. All right, coming up on our next segment here on America Tonight, some odds and ends as we tie it all up for you. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In the year 2013, hoping that your year has been off to a pretty roaring start. If not, hey, we're in the second half of the year. Things can only get better, right? Things definitely are better for a couple of people who found their sweet spot in the world of sports. That's where we're heading here on Odds and Ends with me, Kate Delaney. And it includes the Reds with the no-hitter, Homer Bailey throwing the no-hitter, 3-0 over the Giants, another piece of history because he threw a no-hitter last year. So, wow, 2 no-hitters. Doesn't get any better than that. Those waning moments when your teammates have to help you and you get the job done. And now he goes back into the history books and has a place in Cooperstown, which is where the Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball is no matter what. So congratulations. How about Andy Pettitte? Now, there's a guy who stuck around 17 years in the majors. He admitted to taking steroids. Fans still embraced him. And Andy Pettitte is still pitching for the New York Yankees, and he hit a milestone when it comes to strikeouts. And here's Andy Pettitte talking about the significance.
I feel very fortunate to be able to be around as long as I have, and to be able to be mentioned with Whitey's name is obviously always an honor. I feel very honored to be able to have been able to be with this organization for so long, and it's very special.
Very, 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 very special. And he is he's just that kind of guy, a likable guy, that I think that people wanted to embrace, I guess, and for lack of a better way to say it. And so with what happened with the steroids, because he was upfront about it when he was asked, I mean, he didn't just volunteer it, but when all of that started to trickle out, he didn't shy away from it. And here he spends his off season in Houston. That's where his downtime is, his family is. And he was very good friends with Roger Clemens. I mean, who knows if they're still friends, but he he told the truth, where Clemens weaseled out of it, and then we saw what happened to Clemens, who was cleared, by the way, in the court, but in the court of public opinion, he took a lot of knocks, and I think that he could have hung around a little bit longer. And then there's that debate, of course, even for Andy Pettit, as to how far will they go when it comes time for, you know, Hall of Fame votes, when they're out of baseball long enough, and you have to be out of baseball 5 years. And we've already seen the first crop that have not made it. So Andy Pettit, his salary is $12 million. And, of course, left-handed pitcher, you know, that's also part of the deal. When you're a lefty, the value is there. So 17 years and just a little slice of history for Andy Pettit. And he's still pitching okay. All-time, Yankees all-time strikeout record with 1,958 career whiffs. Pretty huge. Okay, a couple of other odds and ends. This is a big, big story, and it has some rippling, I think, repercussions. United Healthcare is going to stop selling individual plans in California. So can you imagine if you held one of their cards in your wallet or purse? Yeah, that's pretty brutal, isn't it? They say that they cannot deal with, their core business is falling apart thanks to Obamacare, that individually that doesn't work for them, the individual customers. And they say they serve, you know, 8,000 or less, so it's difficult to administer them. And because of the Affordable Health Care Act, it's pretty much killed them there. So who do you have left consolidating that, because they're out of the game? You have Anthem Blue Cross, which they raised their rates. You have Blue Shield of California and Kaiser. So you're going to see higher prices, certainly, from those health insurers. It's going to hit them at some point. We've had problems, or we've heard of problems, with Anthem Blue Cross. And pricing people out of healthcare is now a side, kind of a side malady of affordable healthcare. So we'll see in the re-rack, will the individual mandate actually stand up in 2014, or will that be whipped around? People try to measure things and qualify things and quantify things. That's why I believe polls are so important to people, to poll, tracking approval ratings and that kind of stuff. So President Obama's job rating is upside down. Fox News did a poll, and more than half of the voters found Obama unlikable. In addition, only about a third of voters say they trust the federal government, not a surprise, and most want Congress to continue to investigate Benghazi, the IRS, the government surveillance program, and the Justice Department's monitoring of journalists. These are all not surprises, I would say. If for the hardcore numbers for job performance on every issue except for terrorism, on that one, the president gets positive remarks, 52%, 41% disapprove. But in contrast, handling the deficit, 63% disapprove. The economy, 58% disapprove. Gun control, 57% disapprove. Healthcare, 55%. Immigration, 53%. You get the gist. So starting to go in a different direction. And these polls, by the way, if somebody says, well, they could be slanted because that's Fox, and what about MSNBC? And, of course, they all do polls. And pretty much the numbers are down across the board, but we're dealing with scandals, we're dealing with deficits, we still are grappling with a jobless rate, because there's the underemployed and the people who have just flat out given up, and somehow we don't measure them, but they are absolutely, absolutely out there. And it's hopefully a question of time before that turns around, because we're certainly not wishing that. If we could get that, imagine getting the unemployment number down to teeny weeny numbers where we're talking like 3%. I don't even know if, in come to think of it, in my lifetime, I don't think it's ever been that low. Close to it, but never quite that low. And when we're looking at numbers that are almost in the double digits, that tells you the story. It tells you that we don't even really know the whole story. All right, speaking of the whole story, imagine you're a New Yorker and you come down with this strange illness, and it has to do with ticks. It's a new tick-borne illness, and they say it could be worse than Lyme disease. And what's tough is trying to look for it. It's spread by deer ticks, and 100,000 New Yorkers since the state first started keeping track have gotten it. And they say that it really could be worse than Lyme. The common deer tick is capable of spreading, the dangerous, obviously, the dangerous part of the disease is how fast it spreads because it's capable of moving so quickly. And there, it's one of those illnesses where it gets into the bloodstream and makes it really, really tricky. So people get fevers and headaches and flu symptoms and muscle pains and all of that sort of stuff. And they get rashes that you get not as much with Lyme disease, but regardless, some of the emergency rooms are littered with people that have come down with this new tick, this bug, and they're panicked because they don't know what it is and they're trying to deal with it. And they say the tick has to feed on your blood for at least 24 hours. And that's like the whole thing with Lyme disease. That's how long it takes. So what they're telling people is if you've been outdoors, that you should have somebody in New York, in the whole state of New York, that you should have somebody, but especially in the outlying areas, you should have somebody check you, do a full check, because ticks are small. It's like the size of a sesame seed. Boy, that'd be hard to uncover them. How are you going to de-tick someone? Boy, you better have incredible eyesight if you're going to do that.
Ticks are gross.
They are gross, and Lyme disease is scary. So now they have one that's worse than that, and you get that fever and everything. That's frightening.
I heard another thing, which is, I mean, it's not deadly, but equally horrible, that it makes you allergic to meat.
Really?
I read an article about that, and it wasn't an Onion article, so I'm pretty sure it was true.
Wow, that's scary.
It carries something, you know, that makes you allergic to meat. Which would be awful because I love me some meat.
I know, so do I. Think about that. I think of, imagine you can't eat hamburgers anymore. You couldn't have a filet ever again. Couldn't eat you some beef jerky. That'd be pretty tough. All right, stay with us. Thanks to Matt Johnson for his hard work on the show and for all of you for listening and sending me your emails and whatnot. Happy 4th of July week, because it really is like a week. And stay with us.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
With me, Kate Delaney. Where are they now? Moments or two. Plus, we're going to check the mail before we hit the final stretch here on this hour, anyway, of ATN. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do that. I thought that was an interesting conversation with Brian Fleming. He was so on the money. Just you could tell he was so authentic talking about what happened to him. And saying that he feels fortunate that he's able to go out there and help people, and that there's actually that role for him, which is funny because I feel the opposite way, and I bet many people he encounters feel the opposite way as well. He is definitely a shining example of the power of belief and how you can pull yourself up from some tragic, tragic circumstances. Anyway, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stacy's out there in Mississippi listening. Hey, Stacy, how you been?
All right, darling. You?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
What I was wondering is, I don't know, gentlemen, which is... There's some Flemings from Bay Springs, where I'm from, that was there, too. I don't know if he's one of them, but Bob Fleming's sons. But anyway, like these guys go out in these SUVs, Hummers or whatever, and get blew up and everything. How come the government can't have, it's not an army tank, but a heavy thing that the wheels or the tracks or whatever is way heavier and everything to go in front of them, unmanned, like remote controlled or whatever, unmanned, and go in front of them in case there's a landmine with no men, unmanned, to make sure there ain't any landmines instead of men going out there in vehicles. I know they said men out there in vehicles, but no, they're in front of them. I mean, good God, they're taking human lives. Aren't they saying something out there? I mean, it's almost like an army tank, you know, in front of them, but something that can't hardly be blew up.
Stacey, let me interrupt you. I agree with you. There is something that they created. They have like a steel cage around it now, and they keep trying to improve on that. But the problem is the costs, and the costs are crazy to have to be able to put together what you're saying, which I think is ridiculous. You send people into this cockamamie battle where kids are blowing themselves up. Their hands are really tied when it comes to the rules of engagement, and then look what happens. I mean, I agree. I think it's tragic what's out there.
Before you cut me off, because I know you cut me off in a heartbeat, the money's been spent on Obama's trips all over the world would buy one.
I agree with you. We're blowing money. It's like on that initiative in Africa, and I believe in helping the people and the electricity and all that stuff, and I know some of it's through private money, but $7 billion, and look at the money that we give to other nations and how we help other people, but we don't help our own guys in these situations where we've had to have cutbacks. You know, Stacey, absolutely. You're 100% right. How can they live with that and put their heads on the pillow at night when they're in the Defense Department, knowing that they have, in some cases, shoddy equipment?
And we got a guy in office that's cutting down on the military and everything, cutting down on us drilling and everything else. They have to buy from other people for our gas costs more. Which he's getting me gone anyway, but he's making so many laws that I can't get into all those. You know what I mean?
Stacey, see, I did not cut you off. There you go.
I was trying to say it before you did.
I wasn't going to cut you off. I wasn't going to cut you off, my friend. I'm glad you made your points. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. I think that it's wrong what we've done as far as militarily some of the equipment. You know, and this is like the arguments with the drones. Okay, so people say, well, collateral damage in the drones, it's immoral, and why should we operate these drones, and then they hit innocent people? That's happened when you're trying to take out Taliban members or other folks. But the drones cut down on the casualties of our troops if we're sending a drone in to take out what we believe to be a hiding spot for Taliban folks. So, you know, and we know that with some of the materials for the equipment, some of the armor, remember there were a lot of mothers that were raising money and trying to send armor over to their sons because they weren't getting what they thought was the right kind of stuff that they needed. And it's the same thing with the vehicles that Stacey's talking about. In fact, I know it. It's a cage that goes over the front of it, goes around it to try to prevent some of what's happened with the blast from the IEDs, which is, of course, this nasty piece of business. And you heard Brian Fleming talking about it, just very matter of fact. Okay, well, you know, then this guy pulls up and he's in a van and poof, and then it blows up and there you go. He's right there. He's in the middle of it and he's barely surviving. He said he was covered in blood and has to go through massive rehab. These are some of the stories that you don't hear because they're kind of glossed over as to what happened in Afghanistan and before that, what happened in Iraq, but really in Afghanistan, because it did happen there, but in Afghanistan it was that, I think it was that much rougher in a sense because of what had happened with the rules of engagement, because of some of the areas where the soldiers were going, and because of the techniques, the tactics of Al-Qaeda or Taliban, who know, as an American soldier, a kid jimmy-rigged up, a cart in a marketplace, all that kind of stuff, they're not stopping it. They're not seeing it. They're not stopping it. They don't have eyes in the back of their head. So, I mean, the good news in that conversation with Brian is the fact that he's the example. He's showing people going into hospitals and talking to all kinds of different people that have even post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're not somebody who came back from Afghanistan. He's going out there and showing them, listen, you can do this, and here's what happened to me, and here's how you can get through this, and giving them some hope, and as many people as he can touch, the better. And I hope there are many more Brians out there doing that, because when we see those crazy suicide rates, it's just Yeah, it just makes you kind of get that pinch in your heart that you feel. And it's just like he said there, too, this is one of those wars, unless your family's touched by it or unless you're talking about it, covering it, hearing it, thinking about it, for a lot of people, it's, oh, yeah, we're still in Afghanistan. And it's not, I don't think it's an intentional thing. It's just the way that this war has been portrayed. It's the way it's been covered. It's all of that. And it doesn't hit home with Americans until, in some cases, they know somebody who's been injured or hurt. And we get to give a shout out and a lighter moment here for a quick second for a Cincinnati Reds pitcher who threw a no-hitter. In fact, his second career no-hitter. Isn't that wild? It's like people who get holes in one and how, I mean, it's kind of a stretch, a little bit different of an analogy, but, you know, a person gets a hole in one, and a tough hole, then 2 years later they get another hole in one. Then they end up having how many in their career? In the case of Homer Bailey, here he throws his second no-no in 10 months, the first of the majors this season, 3-0 his Cincinnati Reds beating the Giants. He's the third Reds pitcher, because there's all kinds of history in baseball, with one no-hitter. He joined Jim Maloney and Johnny Vandermeer as still the only big leaguer to toss two in a row. Two in a row, he was able to do that. So there was like 27,000 fans, something like that. And they were screaming his name when he finished it off. Boy, that'd be a moment, wouldn't it? Can you imagine if he didn't finish it off and they're on their feet? It's that, you know, it's those last couple of innings where it has to grab you and your adrenaline's flowing. And he finished it off by getting Brandon Crawford on a high comebacker. So, boom, right back to him at the mound. That's the comebacker. And then he struck out Tony Abreu and got Blanco on a grounder to third. So, boom, I mean, that's the way to do it. And nobody let him down around him, thank goodness. So he gets the no-no. And that's pretty exciting stuff. That means they will presumably take one of the balls that he used to pitch with, put it in the Hall of Fame, and now he's got two in there. And he's in forever in the record books as somebody who pitched not just one, but pitched two no-hitters. And it was a pretty crowded, rocking night, and the fans were appreciative. And I'd say that's a great way to cap off the first half of the season, because we're coming upon that point in the season where we're almost at the All-Star break. And this is that, you know, this is, well, more than the halfway point, but feels like it's always kind of the halfway point in the minds of a lot of people where we are in baseball when you think of how long that season is. I mean, it's such a marathon to get there at the end. So many games, so many series. And now if you're not an All-Star, there's a little bit of a break, and then it's back to the business of chasing the playoffs. And the Giants have just been horrific after winning two World Series in, what, a handful of years. But now they're in this situation where they're struggling. Their pitching is terrible. So there they face this great pitcher who is just shutting them down on the other side of things. All right, speaking of being shut down, we're going to talk a little bit about Ed Snowden. In fact, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you still, Snowden, the whistleblower, on your minds. And it's either thumbs up or thumbs down. There's no in-between with this audience. A lot of you still think he's being jobbed and railroaded and should be allowed back into the United States. So I'm heading down to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Punching out. If they're not doing it physically, people are certainly doing it mentally. It's one of those weeks where often you'll see stringing a couple of days together and pushing it out to a week. And it is just one of those. It's just one of those weeks where halfway through you hit hump day and people are out. I mean, they are checked out. I wonder if there's no way to measure this, of course, across the board, but I'd love to see it. The productivity levels when you hit the Wednesday or the day before 4th of July for the people that are still left behind. In fact, I was talking to my sister-in-law about this. She works for the Home Shopping Network. You know, they have this crazy compound down there in Florida, and it's, I think, like 2,000 people work there because of all the stuff behind the scenes and everything. And they, I mean, that is a corporate deal. You know, they're just pushing it the entire time. And she said it's kind of like when you're a kid in grade school, they get a little email that says, okay, we can leave at 3 o'clock. The company gives you 3 o'clock on off. So they get, you know, 2 hours early to bolt out to be able to celebrate on the 4th of July. So some of you told me actually about your plans for the 4th. Some took the opportunity to bag on Snowden and to praise him, and this is the same thing we keep getting for the past 3 weeks. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes.
You and checked this, out, too.
Everybody's checking out. Are you checked out, America? If you're still listening to me, give me a call. I want to know. We're in this unofficial survey thing here.
I officially checked out on Sunday.
Oh, I know. I know. I can hear your voice. Hello. It's like Marge Simpson. Get her there.
It's more of a Patty and Selma, I think.
Patty and Selma. 855-266-5283. Kate. Okay, this one from Adam, who says, yo, Ms. Delaney, America Tonight listeners. I really wrestle with this whole thing with Edward Snowden, and at first I thought he was pretty heroic, grabs the documents, flees to Hong Kong, ha-ha, in your face, NSA. Then he dumps a bunch of the classified materials, and the world is shocked and horrified, even though they know we all spy on each other. And all of us are shocked and horrified, even though, as you have pointed out several times, that information is there for the taking. We knew it was going on, but perhaps we didn't know the depth of the trampling of our civil liberties. And in the end, I came up with a much different conclusion. He had classified docs. He wasn't working in the private sector. There are avenues to go through, even if he believed that he would be shut down. I think he certainly could have done it in the United States. So to me, he overestimated and overplayed his hand, and he'll pay the price, don't you think? Well, you're listening to some of the things that I've been saying. You're right. I think, Adam, that he overplayed his... I think he overplayed his hand, that... You know, here's what we don't know. You never know somebody's motives. Is this just a guy who, you know, he's a computer guy, he gets these good, keeps getting these good gigs, and he gets contracted out where he's working with the NSA, and it really does make him ill when he starts to see, wow, look at all these, look what they're doing. They're tapping all these numbers. They're just, this is just like one big dumpster dive of information, and this is wrong. And then look at this codes over here, and look what's happening overseas. And I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to risk it all. I'm going to take off, and I'm going to leak this out to people who I know will be sympathetic, and we'll print it and talk about it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the Bradley Manning of the private world. I'm a contractor. I was a contractor for the NSA. I had access, and I took that access, and I ran with it. But the problem is, as any good lawyer will tell you, right, wrong, or whatever. I mean, can we argue that laws, some of the laws are ridiculous, or that it's not fair, or that really, truly, this doesn't fit the Espionage Act? Here's the bottom line. He did have classified info. So he did dump that out there. He did risk it. And did he know that he was doing that? Was it okay? And he said, I don't care. And does he want to come back and realize that he's going to be thrown in prison? He realizes that. That's why he's releasing that information through his father, saying the conditions to be met. I want to be tried where I think I get a fair trial and all this stuff. I mean, he's done. His ship has sailed, my friends. He's gotten his 15 minutes plus. We look like idiots in the United States, like one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, although that's not news to many of us if we're going to be cynical about it and honest. I mean, the frustrations of our government, we have them, right? You air them all the time on the show. So, but now that's across for the world to see, and how much does that weaken us? I mean, you know, we're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and to some of you that might not mean much. You say, well, you know, what does that mean? What it means is that when I grew up, I wasn't thinking, really. I wasn't practicing, because I'm younger than that age. I wasn't practicing duck and cover. I wasn't really thinking I was going to see a mushroom cloud over my head. I wasn't freaking out about that and worried about that and sweating it out, because I really believed that, you know what, we are big and bad, and we got a big stick, and we're okay here. And we're helping other people, and we're trying to do what we can do. You know, never leave a man behind, but we can only do so much. Now, I don't believe that. Can we really trust the government with our lives, with to protect our information? The answer is no. But for Snowden's part, even if he raised the level of awareness for some people, the gate is shutting down on him. Julian Assange cannot do anything to help him. I mean, he can't. He can arm him with his own lawyers and all that kind of stuff. But what are the chances that he gets out of this? I'm going to say zero to none. Zero to none. And now Russia's saying, forget about it. Putin's taking away his power because the president of Russia is saying, hey, 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 you know, classified information, that can't happen. If you want to seek asylum here in Russia, you can stay, but you have to shut your mouth. And so now he's saying, no, he won't seek asylum in Russia because he knows the power is in the information that he's dropping. And that's what he's holding on to, and that's his power stick. And that power stick is going to go away, especially if he comes back to the United States, obviously. So seeking asylum, he leaked classified docs. It's the one thing you have to remember. Did he do some of us a favor? Yeah. Did he do himself a favor? No, he didn't. All right, let's take another one here. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Edward Snowden to me is a hero. I don't understand why so many people are trying to put him in this box and saying that he needs to go to prison and he leaked classified documents. What if you came across things that you knew were dead wrong and they were classified material from the government? Would you try to get the word out to people, and would you not be concerned about what was happening to yourself for doing that? Well, if the question is posed to me, the answer is that I'm not in that position. If I'm in the position of a journalist or talk show host, which I am, and I had information, I would get sources on the information, and I would break a story if I could break the story, verify it, and whatever. But that's different from his situation where he is working directly, which is why Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, he's working directly for the government as a contractor. You know, and ultimately it changes the game because the NSA is humiliated. They change their passwords. They double up on the amount of people that have to handle the classified documents. So once again, how do we operate in crisis? Whenever there's a crisis, we change. That's what we do. We become a nation of chameleons. That's what we are, a nation of chameleons. Remember, if you had any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Emergency preparedness, the day of, is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.